Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
Meth and marijuana are not the only drugs parents worry about. The problems caused by prescription combinations called drug cocktails have finally broken into the national news. The front page of the New York Times recently described Stephen, age 15, who takes antidepressants Zoloft and Desirel, plus anticonvulsant Lamictal to moderate his moods, plus the stimulant Focalin XR to improve concentration. His brother Jacob, age 14, takes Focalin XR for concentration, plus the anticonvulsant Depakote to moderate his moods, plus the antipsychotic Risperdal to reduce anger, plus Ketoprez to induce sleep. Over the last 3 years, each boy has been prescribed 28 different psychiatric drugs and has seen 11 psychiatrists. Gone are the days when a visit to a psychiatrist meant lying on a couch to recite your troubles. Treatment today means taking prescription drugs, lots of them. Last year, 1.5 million children and teenagers were given at least 2 psychiatric drugs in combination, and 500,000 were given at least 3. The Food and Drug Administration requires manufacturers to prove the safety of each drug, but hardly any studies have examined the safety or effectiveness of drugs used in combination. The American Journal of Psychiatry found only 6 trials of 2 drug combinations, 4 of which failed to show any benefit, and a 5th showed bad side effects. Scientific studies of combinations of 3 or more drugs are non-existent. There are no studies showing long-term safety of psychiatric drugs used on children or the effect on children's developing brains and bodies. Parents, it's up to you to be cautious about prescription drugs. You are the ones with the responsibility for the well-being of your children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Parents, your children should not undergo forced mental health screening. It's bad science, it's unconstitutional, and may lead to your own child being stigmatized or over-medicated. Write Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for the Mental Health Packet. That's Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or online, eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. and make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who likes to stomp on little plastic ketchup packets, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy there at long on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view, and you know, I never thought about that, but that would be fun, wouldn't it? Those things would squirt. I never thought about that, but that gives me an idea. And here we're going to be at a convention this coming week. G.B. Oliver will be there. He probably already does know how to stomp on little plastic ketchup packages. Anyway, I have Dennis Thornsberry in the studio with me. Dennis is on the RCAF marketing committee. And Dennis, good to have you as a guest again.
Glad to be here, Derry.
And we had Randy Stevenson standing by in the frozen Arctic somewhere. He's complaining about how cold it is, but he is RCAS vice president and a regional director of Wyoming, Utah, Colorado, New Mexico. Where are you, Randy? What?
We've been Wyoming, 70 miles north of Cheyenne.
Oh, really? Okay. Do you go to Cheyenne days regularly?
Quite regular. We attend the rodeo, but some of the other events, it's awful crowded, and most of the folks don't know which end of a cow eats.
I tell you what, I've been to we were up at Pendleton when Shote Webster did his 50th thing. He was the all around cowboy there 4 years in a row at Pendleton. I've never been to the roundup there in Wyoming. Why don't you invite me to come out next year?
That's an idea. I'm going to. I'm going to buy you some tickets. I'm going to get them right now.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's great and wonderful. I've driven right through there on my way to Oregon and different places, but I've always been in a hurry. But let's just plan on doing that.
Okay, we'll do it, Derry. And thanks for having Dennis and I on.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. You guys are kind of fun, like G.B. Oliver. And, you know, we're all going to be at the RCAF convention in Omaha next week. So I'm the luncheon speaker on Thursday. G.B.'s the luncheon speaker on Friday. So we're pretty important people to be there, you know?
Absolutely. we only invite the best. And notice that we got you guys for luncheon instead of dinner.
That's right. That's right. By dinner, hey, we play out about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, what I was thinking, Derry, is that dinner people will be eating instead of listening, you know, and you might be talking a little bit long or something. So,
well, you know,
scarf it down and listen.
Do you eat dinner at noon or in evening?
Well, I eat it at noon. My wife, she's one of those, dinner is 6 o'clock.
Okay, see, it depends upon where you are. If you've been out working cattle all day, and you come into the house at noon, and she's got a big meal whumped up, you come in and eat dinner. But if you get in the pickup and go to town, you go to town and eat lunch. Now, if you come in the afternoon and the evening and she's got a big supper cooked up, you come in and eat supper. But if you get cleaned up and go to town, you take your wife out to dinner. And you dine in a supper club and you eat lunch in a diner. Have you got all that?
I've got that, but it about makes as much sense to me right at the moment as that latest gypsy study. There's probably truth in there, but I've got to sort it out.
Listen, let me ask you a couple of questions. We're going to be at the RCAF convention coming up this coming week. It begins on Tuesday, but the convention itself starts on Wednesday, I think, does it not?
The affiliate, it actually starts, the restoration part of it starts on Wednesday, Derry. There is an affiliate meeting Wednesday evening, and the official convention starts on Thursday, the 21st of February, and runs through Saturday, the 23rd.
Okay, and we'll be at the Holiday Inn Hotel there in
Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha, right off of I-80.
That's correct.
It's the first exit off I-80. I believe it's at 144 or something.
Yep.
So anyway, we'll be there, and I'm looking forward to visiting with all you guys. And by the way, we're going to be doing some programs from there, Jeff, and I have Kimmy Lewis scheduled for Friday. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Derry. We got you covered.
All right, and you're going to do some program for me while I'm gone, and who have you got lined up?
We have Byron Richards on Tuesday of Wellness Resources, and we also have Jerome Corsi on Thursday.
Okay, good enough. Now that takes care of all the business. Dennis, what's going on here? We were talking about some of the things that's happening as far as the farm bill is concerned. You know, I don't really get too excited about that farm bill because I've been watching farm bills now since back in the 1940s, literally. See, Eisenhower really started out. Now, granted, we had farm legislation goes all the way back to FDR. That's when they had the old AAA, the American Agricultural, Agricultural, what was it? The very first one at FDR had.
I don't know. I wasn't born yet, dearie. I can't remember.
Something Agricultural Administration. Yeah. I can't remember now anyway. But this is how long we've been having farm programs. But Eisenhower was the one that came up with the soil bank. Mm-hmm. Ezra Taft Benson was his Secretary of Agriculture. And from then on, it's been downhill all the way. And, you know, we go to Washington and argue about these things. And when it's all over with, nothing really changes very much. Does it, Randy?
It's same old, same old. In fact, AMI put out a press release yesterday, Patrick Boyle, attacking the Packer ban again. And one of his statements, he says, banning the meat packers' ability to own cattle will undo all of the progressive steps the industry has taken over the last 100 years. Well, it was 100 years ago we straightened them out, and it's about time to do it again.
Well, it's long past time to do it again, but it was 100 years ago that Upton St. Clair wrote the book The Jungle, and that's what really got this whole thing shooking around.
It kind of stirred up the grassroots, and I kind of thought maybe the Chinese were going to help us stir them up this spring, but it's kind of, they keep doing it, and with country origin labeling and that kind of stuff,
we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
And we have returned. Visiting today with Randy Stevenson. He is the vice president with RCAF USA. Dennis Thornsberry is the marketing, one of the, what are you, the marketing committee member, or?
I'm the co-chair of the marketing committee.
Co-chair.
Along with Randy Stevenson, both of us co-chair of the marketing committee.
Okay, now, going into the commercial break, Randy, you made the comment that we're right back where we were 100 years ago in this thing. And you know, it was 100 years ago, I think it was 1927, actually, but Upton Sinclair wrote a book called The Jungle, in which he described the meatpacking industry and how it was being carried out and what was being done, and it turned many American consumers away from eating beef. I mean, they said, hey, we don't want any part of this. And so the packers said, we've got to do something. So they go to the Department of Agriculture, which was a mistake. Not on their part. They knew what they were doing. But, hey, nothing has changed. The Department of Agriculture is at that time was right in cahoots with the major meat packers, and they are today. And they said, look, what we want to do is we want to have meat grading, and we want to have meat inspection. And we don't know anything about it, being government bureaucrats. Now, that's one time they told the truth, because they don't know much about anything. So they gave it to the packers, and they said, hey, why don't you write this legislation? Because you know more about how to inspect meat than we do. So the packers came up with this legislation on meat inspection way back then, and it said USDA inspected. And from that time on, people said, oh, if it's USDA inspected, it's all right. And as a result, they started getting rid. It just made their monopoly bigger because they could get rid of all the little packers that couldn't get USDA inspection. Now, has anything changed, Randy? Randy, bring us up to date.
Nothing has changed. The packers are still authoring either directly or indirectly legislation. We are trying to change one point in this last farm bill, and that's to allow interstate shipment of the small packers, and you're absolutely correct on that other. the big boys went to him, said, this is for interstate and foreign shipment, would get the stamp. Nothing else would. So the lack of interstate inspection on state-inspected plants, that goes back to that time. That's a relic of that, that we're going to get that one, I do believe, through this next farm bill. So that will be one little teeny nick in their base. But as far as the meat packers being able to dictate what's going on, one of the other things, Derry, on the packer ban is, you know, the NCBA and the AMI.
American Meat Institute, for our listeners that are not, NCBA is the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. AMI is the American Meat Institute. Okay, go ahead.
They have been telling lies about what the legislation would do. They talk about not being able to or to do away with alliances, and it would undermine the ability for packers and hurt the consumers and all. In fact, again, yesterday, Patrick Boyle...
Okay, we're going to have to take a break, are we not, Jeff? Let's do that. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Randy, going into the commercial break, I'm sorry I had to interrupt you there, but the computer said we had to do that. You were talking about Patrick Broyle.
Yes, the CEO of the American Meat Institute. He put out a commentary yesterday that was on Meeting Place and I think CattleNetwork.com, some other places. And one of the statements he made was referring to that gypsy study that I had mentioned earlier, and that was, it found that both, he's quoting from it, it found that both producers and packers agreed that if packers could not own cattle, higher returns would be needed to attract investors. So question for you, Mr. Brownfield, and that is, now, everybody is in it to make money. Right now, packers are in there and they're not making any money on their packer-owned cattle. What is their incentive? That's my question to them. It must be something to do with manipulating or controlling access to the market.
Well, first of all, why do we need to attract investors into the meat and cattle industry? Aren't we? What investors are we trying to attract?
Well, that is true, and also in the study here. One of the things that they pointed out this was an interview of packers and feeders, but the large operators is the top 25. The bottom 25, 85% of them never enter into either formula, captive supply, packer-owned. In other words, the top 25, they're the only ones that are going to feed packer-owned cattle.
We're talking about the corporate feed yards, Derry, the top
right.
The top 25 of it. The thing of it is about this, the farm bill, and of course, as Randy said, you know, they're saying the sky's falling in on the ban on packer ownership of cattle. And I think the listeners have a right to know what the truth is about the packer ban. And that is that that the provision in the Senate version of the Farm Bill actually protects the producer's right to participate in marketing arrangements and contracts by clearly stating that the provision does not apply when producers maintain ownership of their livestock and when they materially participate in the management of their livestock production. And and this is a very important part. This thing exempts any packer that only owns one processing plant, regardless of size, exempts any packer that slaughters fewer than 125,000 cattle annually on a five-year average.
So that lets a little guy out
That's
here.
That's a little guy
can,
out
he
here.
Do what
he can do
to.
Whatever he wants to.
Right.
And it also exempts any packer that is owned by a producer through a cooperative. And so when you listen to what Randy says and what the NCBA put out, that are putting out over the outrage, they're just outright lies. Because what they're putting out is, it says it's going to make it illegal for producers to participate in value-added marketing programs such as a certified Angus beef, any sort of marketing alliance, or any sort of contracting. And those are just all outright lies when you read the true version of the Senate Farm Bill on the ban on packer ownership.
All right, but who reads the Farm Bill?
Well,
do you think anybody that's going to vote on it actually reads it?
Well, I would like to think so, but
they don't.
But the problem with our industry has been for the last 100 years, you've had one voice, which is the NCBA, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, that stood up and told people that this is the way it is. Now, there's another organization that comes back that's credible that actually tells the truth. And what we're doing here this morning is we're telling the truth.
Right, but we're not talking to the Congress that's going to be voting on this.
Well, to every listener out here this morning then that has heard what we have just talked about, I would call my senators and my representatives, and I would tell them to support the competition in the issues in the Senate version of the Farm Bill.
Now, do you realize that the Senate, back in October, voted to pass 156 bills. I'm not sure. And they didn't vote on a one of them. I mean, they passed 156 bills and didn't vote on a one of them. You say, how can they do that? Well, the leader of the Senate, the Democrat leader in the Senate and the Democrat and the Republican leader in the Senate, they get together and they say, okay, here's this list of bills. We think they're good to pass. Okay, so now they have their staff get on the telephone, and they call every senator. And they've got like 15 minutes to respond if they don't want to pass this bill. Well, half of the time, they're not in their office anyway. So nobody knows they even got the phone call till they pass. Then they just say, okay, here, this is what we're voting on. All in favor, say aye, or whatever they have to do. It's done. It's a done deal. Nobody knows what they voted on. Now, this is ridiculous, and we're paying these dodos to go to Washington and pass stuff that they never read. First of all, many of these bills, you've read the Farm Bill, no doubt. Randy, how long is it? How many pages is it?
It's 1,000.
1,000, sure. Who's going to read that? Nobody's going to read that. I mean, Randy reads it. Dennis reads it. I'm not going to read it. I take your word for it. I mean, if it was something that I was doing, if it was something that had fine print in it, like an insurance policy or something, I'd read all 1,000 pages of it. But, you know, I'll take your word for it. But the thing of it is, hey, we're fighting such an uphill battle, people can't understand what it is. And they think we have a Republican form of government, which we do not have anymore. We're a democracy, whether we like it or not, regardless of what the Constitution says. Bill Clinton was right. Every time he got on front of a microphone, he told what a great democracy this was. And the people believe that, and they go along with it, and I hear music in the background, which means we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212. Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred heifer and cow and bull sale this coming Saturday, that's February the 16th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Market. Now, Bob Sherrill has consigned a ripping set of two-year-old Fancy Angus heifers. There are 62 head of these heifers. They weigh from 11 to 1,200 pounds, and they're bred to registered Angus bulls, and they'll start calving March the 10th, and they'll all be calved out in a 100-day period. Other early consignments include a 30-head string of black and black baldy 5-year-olds with 300 to 400-pound calves by their sides, 30-head of older cows. They'll be short and solid to a few broken mouths, but they'll all have nice babies, and they're by their side at the present time. Here's a 50-head string of black and black baldies bred to Angus bull to start calving in February, and a 20-head offering of black 5- and 6-year-olds that are calving now. And Rosendale Farms will be in with a set of 4- and 5- and 6-year-olds that will be calving in a couple of weeks. That's for the special bred heifer and cow sale coming up this Saturday at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. The last time you made a financial contribution to a multi-billion dollar organization after receiving a glossy brochure to help the cute and furry animals, have you wondered how effective your donation really was? Well, listen to G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
Truth of the matter is, because we have such a small staff and we run it as tight as we can, because our commitment to the people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help people. And let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that, and there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that.
Doing the work on a dime, keeping true to its mission statement, and helping to wake up America and protect your property rights. That's the Paragon Foundation. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, a man who likes to reminisce with people he doesn't know, Derry Brownfield!
And back we are. We're visiting today with Randy Stevenson and Dennis Thornsberry. They are both involved with the RCAF USA. RCAF stands for Ranchers Cattlemen's Action Legal Fund. And USA is not the United States of America. It stands for United Stock Growers of America. And we will be in Omaha next week, and we have an email here, I believe. Someone asked if it is open to the public. Absolutely. Now, when you go in, there'll be a registration desk there, and you have to buy dinner tickets and all this sort of thing. But, yes, it is open to anybody that's interested. We'd love to have you there. I'll be doing the luncheon speech on, Thursday, I believe.
I think that's right.
And then GB is going to be there on Friday. He is the luncheon speaker. And they wouldn't let us do the banquets at all because they figured by the middle of the afternoon we wouldn't be capable of doing a good job at a banquet, but I can prove better because, by the way, that's something else. We have these DVDs of where we were at an NAIS meeting, and these were both night meetings, and we had a good time, and you need to get a copy of those things for your friends and your neighbors. Anyway, I'm looking at something here, and just to show you how controlled this whole thing is, DTN, and if you go in a cooperative, like a grain co-op, or in most farm feed, seed, and fertilizer stores in these places, they have a DTN, a little, what do you call that thing? I don't know what you even called it. What is it, Jeff? It's a...
just a little monitor, like a computer.
It's a monitor, but it looks like a little television set sitting there. And you can get the weather, and you can get markets, you can get all this stuff on it. And DTN stands for Data Transmission Network. And it's all over the country, okay? And it's supposed to be kind of a voice for agriculture. Well, let me tell you, these guys are bought and paid for, too. Now, here is what, who made this comment here?
Well, you have two comments, sir.
I want the one about...
you've got the NCBA president, John Queen, from Waynesville, North Carolina, I think that's where he's from, stood up and said that the cow-calf man had been on a long train. But he said there's no question in his mind that... that the Packers was losing money. And
here,
so
let me read it. Just like
go ahead and read it, what he says, Derry.
Here's what. Now, this is the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, right?
That's correct.
Which has nothing to do with cattle. They're strictly Packer-oriented.
Packer lackeys is what I call them.
Okay, and the worst thing is, I mean, if they want to do that, fine, but they're using our money. They get millions of check-off dollars. They get a dollar a head for every cattle that moves. And besides that, now they want $2. And here we're paying them to actually destroy us. It's ridiculous. But anyway, here's what the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association said, and it was quoted on DTN, all right? The cow-calf man has been on a good train for a long time, says NCBA President John Queen of Waynesville, North Carolina. As feed costs have risen, there's no doubt about it. The feeder is losing money, and the packer is losing money. We have got to have every segment of the industry strong. Absolutely, the cow-calf man is going to see his profits decline. They've got to decline, and the value of the product at the end of the chain has got to increase. Now, what's he saying here? You dummies out there with those cows, you're making a little bit of money. We don't want you to do that anymore.
And I say to that, to their packer friends that they're supporting, why aren't you trying to raise the price of fat cattle in this country instead of taking it off the backs of independent producers out here trying to make a living all over this great land?
And if you think there's no profit in beef, go to the store and see what beef cost you when you buy it.
It's not cheap.
It's not cheap. Now, here's the thing that I'm saying. You look on DTN today, right now, go to DTN, look up those comments, and they ain't there. Because he realized how stupid he was when he said this, and I'm sure what happened was they called DTN and said, hey, get that off of there. Well, if somebody would have said something stupid on my show, you know what I'd have said? Hey, you said something stupid, I'm not going to change it. You know? Why should they be lackeys for these people? They took it off of DTN. You go on DTN, you won't find this. Then they go on to talk about the cow-calf producer. They're concerned about the sustainability of pastures. I know a lot about sustainability of pastures. You don't have to do much to pastures to make them sustainable. And the cost of fertilizer is too high for most to spend. See, I went through this whole thing. I started buying land back in the 50s. And the first thing we did is we would go in there and we would plow up these old pastures and we would put on 3 tons of lime and 1,000 pounds of rock phosphate and a few hundred pounds of grass, a few hundred pounds of commercial fertilizer and grass. And boy, we could grow the grass. And you know, all we did was make money for the banker, for the fertilizer company, for the sale barn. Everybody made money but the guy out there that was doing it. So in 1980, I quit fertilizing my pastures. And I grant you, they're not as good as they were, as far as we can't run the cattle we did. But from 1980 to now, what is that, 25 or 6 years, I don't fertilize any pastures. And you know what? The grass still grows. The cows still get fat. We just don't run as many cows. And I know a lot of people in the West, they never heard of fertilizing pastures. Never heard of it. So, you know, you don't have to go along with all this baloney. Are you there, Randy?
Yes, sir.
Am I ridiculous or what?
No. In fact, I was kind of thinking one thing, Derry. If I was Dennis Thornberry, I'd appreciate being in your studio, maybe a little osmosis. I'd absorb some of that common sense that you have. But over the phone, it's not making it over the phone as well as it does in person, I'm sure.
Well, it helps over a T. Martini lunch.
Is that that liniment you were talking
about? Yeah. Dennis, you were talking about when your Max is your cousin, isn't he?
That's right.
When Cousin Max, who is, by the way, now president of RCAF, when he was in Minnesota a couple of years ago,
mm-hmm.
What happened?
Well, he attended a meeting in Minnesota where the former Secretary of Agriculture, Mike Johanns, was giving a speech. And at that time, Mr. Johanns stood up and said, he said that the cattle are too high in this country. He said, we have to import more product or more beef out of Canada so we can break this cattle market. And sitting right there by him was an NCBA, former NCBA president that lives here in the state of Missouri, is Mike Johanns. And Mike Johanns was shaking his head up and down in agreement with the Secretary of Agriculture. So my question is, if you've got people like that that is representing you on a national level and think that we are to be selling our cattle for less money, then who in the hell are they representing?
Well, you know who they're representing.
It's sure not us.
But the interesting thing is, they're using our money to destroy us.
I agree with that.
Just offhand, can you remember how much NCBA gets from the dollar head checkoff?
I think it's, I think the checkoff right now is somewhere in the neighborhood of $80 million is what they collect every year. And the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is the largest sole contractor of that money. They get the lion's share of that money. And that's been a matter of dissension, among a lot of people in this country. If you're going to have that kind of money, then it ought to be spread around. We also believe if we're going to pay into a checkoff, we ought to be promoting a U.S. product, not products from 31 countries all over the world that are importing beef into us. And we can't even have country of origin labeling to do that.
Did you see that article just this week that had to do with some company now can take a hamburger? They started out talking about a hamburger, but they can take a piece of beef and tell you where it came from. They do a DNA thing on it.
Well, how could they do that?
I don't know. They claim they can. I don't have it in here with me. I wish I don't know. It might be in that pile of stuff, but the show would be over by the time I'd find it.
Yeah.
But anyway, then they said, but it would never work on a hamburger because there's probably maybe 25 or 30 different types of beef in that one hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we're getting. And the other day, Beth went down to Taco Bell and got me a taco salad thing. And I looked at that meat in there. I'm not even sure it was meat. I have no idea what it was. It might have been that little dog. I have no idea. But, it kind of tastes like meat, but you can't tell by looking at it at all what it is. So, I don't know. And here they're telling us, the Packers can't get enough cattle. That's their problem. They're going to close one of the plants there in Wichita because there's just not enough cattle available.
Well, it's Emporia, there.
Emporia. Did I say Wichita?
It's Emporia.
You're right. It's Emporia.
They're going to fabricate beef there, but, that plant kills 4,000 cattle a year, which is...
Not a year.
I meant 4,000 cattle a day.
Yeah,
that's what I meant to say. And, you take people trying to feed cattle in Missouri, and you take that plant away from them. The closest place is Kearney, Nebraska, or Georgia, and Illinois, where you're going to kill the next one.
Okay, let's take another break. We'll be back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
In
Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we're moving right along. We've got several callers. We'll go to them in just a minute or so. And in the meantime, Randy, what about the lawsuit that's coming up in Sioux Falls here yet this month concerning this 30-month rule?
The court hearing is the 19th up there. RKF will be meeting in court with the USDA, presenting their case in front of the judge up there. And we're still optimistic. One of the things, Derry, is, from what I see and know about this case, if RKF cannot prevail on this, there is no government agency in the United States of America that a citizen can question. Because the facts of this case, if they're laid out, I think it's irrefutable that RKF is correct and USDA is wrong. And if we have to give that much deference to a government agency, we're in larger trouble than we ever thought we were. And so if anybody can get into Sioux Falls and watch that hearing, it ought to be a good show, and it'd be good support for RKF and others.
Are you going to be there?
I can't be there. I'm on my way to Omaha.
That's right. The 19th is this week. That's right.
Yeah, this next week.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, too, Derry, in Omaha, Thursday night, we have a function with RKF USA that's a part of the Coalition for a Prosperous America. It's a coalition of groups that OCM organization.
That's right. That's Fred Stokes' program.
Yes. And it is going to be quite a program on trade, and we're kind of exposing what it is, where it's going, and it's going to be a pretty significant function there at the RKF convention. And again, anybody can attend. It's open to the public, the registration there, and it's going to be quite informative. And then Friday morning, Dennis and I have a marketing panel, and we have Roger McCohen and Bob Taylor, Dr. Bob Taylor from Auburn, and my brother Terry on the panel talking about the basic components necessary for an open and competitive market.
Okay, and brother Terry, by the way, helps you write the Stevenson Report, which I put a lot of faith in what you guys say.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun with it, and
tell our listeners how they can get the Stevenson Report.
You can go to on the web www.thestevensonreport.com.
Did you say the Stevenson?
The Stevenson, and Stevenson with a V.
Oh, V.
Stevenson.
Okay, start out. WWW. Then what's the next letter?
T-H-E.
T-H-E. Now I'm with you.
S-T-E-V-E-N-S-O-N.
Right.
Report.com. And there's an email on there, and you can click on it, and we'll send you a newsletter. Our website isn't update real regular, but we do have quite a little comment.
Right. I've quoted you guys many times. I thought it was you. I didn't realize you had a brother that did all the work.
Yeah, I can get a little more done then. I can get on a few more of these panels and push forward this. And one of the things, too.
Hey, one of the things will come after the commercial break, and we've got to go to the telephones also. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
SwissAmerica.com reports Thursday gold prices rose on bargain hunting, a weaker dollar and $95 oil prices. Gold closed in New York up $3.50 to $908.20 an ounce. Silver rose a penny to $17.22. Platinum hit another record high of $1,998 an ounce as news that South Africa's power crisis could persist for years. With platinum cresting $2,000, can gold be far behind? More at SwissAmerica.com. Gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
The Derry Brownfield Show has compiled a series of meetings onto video DVDs and audio CDs for $20 each. Set 1, a 3-hour DVD, captures the entire anti-NAIS meeting from Chillicothe, Missouri, and includes a bonus slideshow DVD for $20. Set 2 is a 90-minute DVD of Derry's own Freedom is Common Sense meeting from California, Missouri. It includes the entire meeting and a bonus slideshow DVD, $20. Set 3 is a set of 4 audio compact discs that contain only audio presentations of the Chillicothe and California, Missouri meetings, $20. Each set is $20 apiece, or $50 for all 3 sets. To order, send check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Make checks payable to Common Sense Coalition.
And let's go to the telephones. Joe in Oklahoma. Hi, Joe, you're on the air.
Good morning, Derry. Thank you for your efforts. It's a very informative program. With regard to that, the IBP plant closing up in Emporia, I was at a Ron Paul rally a week ago Friday in Wichita, or a week ago today, I'm sorry. And one of the guest speakers brought up what was said in the Wichita Eagle on the 4th of February. I did see this, front page article, headlines, IBP plant closes in Emporia, thousands of jobs and millions of dollars down the tubes, et cetera. Said what no one saw was in the 3rd February issue of the Eagle, back in the bowels of the paper, IBP to build new packing plant in, I think he said, Singapore.
Really? Now, I missed that. Did you know that, Dennis?
No, I did not.
Did you know that, Randy?
No, sir.
Build a plant in Singapore.
I'm certain that he said Singapore, and that was a third issue of the Wichita, third February issue of Wichita Eagle. You might want to check that out.
Well, we can probably check it out other than that, because they got their information someplace else. But now, it would be a IBP, of course, they kill pork too, don't they? I mean, they process pork.
Well, they're Tyson.
Yeah, they're Tyson. You know, you don't think of very many beef cattle in China, and this is one country that I've never been in. I've been all around, you know, but I don't know. But I know there's a gob and a bunch of hogs in China. There's probably more hogs in China than there is here in the United States.
Yep.
So it'd be interesting to see what that really is.
Well, I thought that was a very interesting thing that the closing made the front page, but the opening of another plant was 7B or something like that. Page.
Yeah, you'd think they'd run it all in one article, wouldn't you?
You'd think so. Hey, guys, keep up the good work.
Hey, thanks a million, Joe. Keep listening. So I'm going to promote the come on, Brownfield. I'm going to promote the program in Omaha just a little bit. To really find out about it, if you're on the network, on the internet, you can go to www.r, then put a dash. It takes the dash, then calfusa.com. r-calfusa.com, and you can get the entire program. Randy, do you have a program in front of you? Because I didn't even bring mine in here.
Oh, I don't. I sure don't, right in front of
me. Well, I tell you, you can see how much effort we put into preparing these shows, can't you?
Yeah. I just figured you had it all in your head.
No, listen. Anyway, Dennis, what are you all going to talk about on the marketing committee?
Well, what we're going to do is have, in fact, if I remember correctly, it's set up for an hour and 45 minutes. And as Randy said, Roger McKeon and Dr. Bob Taylor and his brother Terry. And what we're going to do is get up and let these gentlemen speak on competition issues and anything that addresses marketing of livestock or specifically cattle in the United States and the problems that we have concerned in it. And then we're going to have a question and answer panel and let people from the audience ask questions. And I think that's very important.
You know, when it comes to marketing, I am a marketing specialist. I don't know if you realize that or not, but I still got some of my old business cards that say I am. So they must be right. But I went to work for the Department of Agriculture in 1962, and about the second day on the job, they gave me a card that said, Derry Brownfield, Marketing Specialist, Missouri Department of Agriculture. Well, since then, I have learned quite a bit. But when I look at the markets that we used to have and what we have today, you can't market cattle today. You take what somebody is going to give you for those cattle, which is pathetic. Ben Roberts and I were talking the other day. Used to, if you had fat cattle at St. Louis and they didn't bring enough, you thought, hey, you'd load them up, take them on up to Chicago. It's all over with now, and it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the goods you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails.